to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. And I feel like it's Tuesday all over the world. But it's not. It's Wednesday somewhere already. I was counseling with a guy yesterday, and he was in, Germany or Australia somewhere. And it was already 6:30 a.m. in the morning where he was, his morning. But it was 2:30 here in California. I was like, what? It was 2:30 Monday, but it was 6:30 a.m. Tuesday in his country. I'm like, what the? Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. What is evil? What is evil? Ooh. What is evil? An amazing question. What is evil? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Excuse me. And if you're out and about, even if it's 6:30 a.m. and p.m. in your world, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day, all the shows, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, it's Tuesday. Yeehaw! One of my favorite days. All my days are favorite, but this is one of them. And the reason for that, Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, nice. They've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. the good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. You know what's so amazing to me? To me. Maybe not to you, and it doesn't have to be, but to me. Is that life can be absolutely perfect. It can be. Right? Because everything has been done. It's been completed. It is finished. It's over. It's done. And the kingdom of heaven is completed. And the Father and the Son is inside of us. And the teacher is there. And life can be perfect right here on earth. But life can also be hell on earth. Really. And for most people, 97% of the people, maybe 90%, 95%. But majority of the people, life is hell on earth. Isn't that amazing? It could be either way for you if you take control of your life. It could be hell on earth or it could be heaven on earth. And most people have decided that they want hell on earth. And they love hell on earth. And hell is right here on earth. It's so clear I can't hardly. I didn't know I was that blind to not know years ago that hell was on earth and heaven is on earth, except heaven is inside of us on earth. Hell is in our imagination on earth, and you act it out. You create hell for yourself right here on earth, or you can create heaven. And most people love hell on earth. They love crying. They love to cry. Even if they don't cry tears, they cry in their imagination. They cry in their emotion. But you can have hell on earth or heaven on earth. It's up to you. And all people are in hell until they decide to want to overcome it and live heaven right here on earth. And I know a lot of the Christians waiting on heaven to come. They're waiting for later in life. They're waiting until they die. They think that they're not going to have heaven on earth until they die. And then why would you want to wait and die and have heaven? Why not have heaven while you live? Why would you think, okay, I'm going to live hell all my life, and then I'm going to die and I'm going to have some heaven? That doesn't even make sense. Why not have heaven now, and when you drop your body, you just continue in heaven? But you think you're going to have hell on earth all your life, and then when you die, you're going to have heaven. It ain't going to work that way, by the way. How you dropped your body is where you're stuck. So I wouldn't take that risk. But you can literally have heaven here on earth. But you got to work on you, and you got to work on you, and don't think that anyone else is responsible for you. You and only you are responsible for you. And for your children, if you have children, you're responsible for them until they become an adult, and then all of your responsibility is done. You're no longer responsible for them. And once in a while, you may have to help them live it in the right way. But you're not responsible for them. I love knowing that I'm responsible for me and no one else is. And that way I can live my life and just live my life no matter what. I've told you over and over and over again, and over and over again, our battle is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And it has nothing to do, no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, lesbianism, Allahuabbaism, white supremacism, Derbydaism, antisemitism. There's no ism. Either you have love or you have hate. You can't be a both. And if you don't love all, you love none. Zero. Even those groups that join together and they go against other people, and they say, well, I love that one, but I don't love those, and I love that. They don't love those or that one or you. They don't love each other. That's why they turn on each other eventually. Either you have love for all or none. I want you to know hell is right here on earth, and it lives and it comes through human nature, human beings. It comes through human beings. And because we have, most people have forgotten, I haven't forgotten, most people have forgotten about that in my country, America, hell is ruling America. Except for those men and women who are starting to overcome. Hell will not rule over you. But hell is ruling America. My country is never coming back. It's never coming back. My country is gone. I remember when my country was amazing. And that was a time when America was great. It really was. You just don't remember because you've been lied to. Or if you're so young, you were born into my country where it was already destroyed. And so you don't know it used to be amazing. And then the enemies of America are destroying everything or anything that can remind or inform you that it used to be America. I mean, it used to be amazing. It was one time it was amazing before you were born. But it was amazing. It really was. And I remember. Do you remember when it was time, September? Holding hands to remember. I remember when America was great. America is a mess now. And even though the Great White Hope is doing amazing things to make it better in a material way, to make us safe, to bring back jobs, to deport illegal aliens, to make us safe, right? Bring back jobs, lower taxes, a smaller government. He's doing his best in that material way, but he can't save a soul. He can't change a nature, a human nature. You got to do that. And because that is not being done in a big way, it's only going to get worse. But you can live in this hell world and have paradise right here on earth. Really, you really can. I'm telling you, you really can. Now, human beings are not going to like, evil human beings won't like it. They'll go after you because the spirit of evil dwells in them and they are jealous of a free person. Envious, revengeful, and their whole spirit is evil, and they get life from hurting themselves and trying to hurt others. All right? My country isn't coming back. And I know there are military people that don't like hearing that, but it's the truth. It's so bad in my country, and it wasn't this way before without growing up at all, that I know about. It's so bad that even convenience stores is so bad that we cannot keep convenience stores open without chaos now. Think about that. Remember, you could be able to pop into a store, get what you want, your item, and walk out. Pay for it and walk out. It was no, you didn't see a bunch of people stealing, running in and out, knowing that they can. There's no law that's going to stop them anymore. And they have no self-control. Remember those days? And you would walk into a convenience store and the shelves were packed with the items, different items. And all you had to do is kind of walk over there to that item, get what you want, and walk out. That's gone in America today. And a lot of the stores, they have had to raise their prices because they have had to put plexiglasses and all type of barrels to protect their product. And that still doesn't work. It's so amazing. I understand what I'm about to say, even though it is amazing, that human beings are so evil that there's no limit to their destruction. Really, there's no limit. And that's why you cannot put faith. You can't trust human nature, human beings. They're murderers, meaning that they'll try to destroy you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And they can't help it. I want to reflect, even I guess the last 10 years. Let's go back to 10 years. Remember when you can walk into a CVS or market, and it wasn't a big problem going on. And you have security guards around, and you knew things would be fine. And if someone tried to steal, you know the security guard got them and stopped them from doing it. That's gone, too. Here's a footage of a CVS in California with extensive plexiglass barrels installed. What? Barriers installed throughout the store. Did you ever imagine that we would have to live this way in the United States of America? This is not Russia. You probably won't find this in Russia. This is in America. Watch this from X.
We got everything locked up. The California I grew up in as a little boy no longer exists. They got everything locked up. This is not freedom, this is ghetto. Everything in the store is locked up. This sucks.
Amazing, huh? In the United States of America, the next generation of children that comes, they won't know at all unless you tell them, because history will rewrite itself in the wrong way. They won't know that this did not exist at one time. They would think that it always been this way. They wouldn't know that you walk into a store now and you want a product, you got to go up front and ask them, or ring the little bell there, and ask them to come unlock the safe so you can get your product. Human nature is evil. Human nature. There's nothing good in human beings. And you're never going to find anything good in human beings, so don't look for it. Because you have the blind people telling you, oh, try to find something good in human beings. You're not going to find that. There is nothing good in human beings. Zero. I didn't know this beforehand. I know now. What I didn't know then, I know now. And I'm glad to know. Really, I would rather know than not know. You cannot trust human beings. This is a video that shows a group robbing a Walgreens in San Francisco, California, with plexiglass installed there. Watch this from X.
This is video from the 9th and Market location in San Francisco at about 3:30 Saturday, where an employee says a group came in, ransacked the store, kicking, even prying open the plexiglass to get to merchandise, mostly body care and makeup. They then exit, at least one of them, on scooter. About an hour earlier, the Walgreens at First and Mission was also hit.
In the United States of America. Amazing, huh? You elected people into your government that came up with DEI. They came up with DEI. And then they said, we want DEI. We want non-qualified people to run America. People who did not know what they were doing, but because of their color or sex, meaning male or female mostly, we want them running our country. And you said yesterday, I'll vote for you. And this is what you're getting. You're getting this. And then those very same people that you voted in, they said, you know what? Let's let all the inmates out of prison and jail, and get rid of bail bonds. And you said, okay, and I'll keep voting for you. And then they said, no police. And they lied to you and said, police brutality. And because you're emotional and you believe lies or you love lies, you fell for it. And now your homes and your businesses are being robbed. And you wonder why. And you get mad. Why is this happening? You voted for them, dummies. That's why it's happening. You voted with them. You agreed, no police. What kind of mind would say no police? What type of mindset would cause you to agree with somebody because they're saying no police brutality because they're out of control. And you say, yes, okay, no police. You didn't think those people were coming to your neighborhood? I walked into those stores and I've seen them. So far, I've seen them. And so far, it's just been blacks. I know now they got illegal aliens doing it too, but every time I've seen it, it's just been black males and females. But I know now illegal aliens are doing it and all kind of people doing it now. Because they're coming from those asshole countries, and they're not. They're lawbreakers. They broke the law to get here. I want my country back, but it's gone, so I don't even want it back now because it ain't coming back. Why want for something that's not going to happen? Isn't that amazing? They're breaking through it, even though they're kicking it. They're riding scooters. And they don't care because they know nothing's going to happen to them anyway. They're breaking through. They still spent all that money to put the plastic glasses up, and they're still breaking through them. And there's nothing, even a security guard, don't stop them. The security guard just stand there and look. Why are you paying a security guard if he's not going to do anything? My country is gone. One beautiful thing among several beautiful things that the president is doing, the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. The Great White Hope! Let me see what he has to say today. It is Tuesday.
The collusion,
The delusion is over. America will never be a socialist country. Amazing, huh? And there are people who are mad at Donald Trump for making America better. They want the hell in America, even in government. The government is saying out loud to you, all over the media, we don't want Donald Trump to do this. We want chaos. We need it. It allowed us to get money and power. Fake power, but perceived power. And you vote for them. And you vote for them. One more. I mean, this is so beautiful, what I'm about to show you now, that it's amazing. The border is finally secured. But yet the media is acting like it's a bad thing. Why are you securing the border? They don't want America to be safe. They don't want America green again because it doesn't pay for them. They want chaos and confusion. They want you to be angry because you cannot control a person unless you make them angry. Or they're already angry. An angry person live by emotions. They feel good and they feel bad. They feel good, but both are bad. They call it good, bad. I mean bad, good, and good, bad. They call feeling good, good, and they call feeling bad, bad. But feeling good is bad. That's why it doesn't last. You go up and down. In News 10, Border Patrol agents report fewer migrants crossing following a new security upgrade at San Diego border wall. More barbed wire and increased military personnel. Watch this from News 10.
Spiraling wire, enveloped in spikes that can easily cut into your skin, now covers the top and bottom of San Diego's border wall. Border Patrol agents escorted us past the border wall on the U.S. side to get a closer look at the recent security upgrades. The daunting image of sharp, unforgiving metal meant to deter illegal crossings into the United States.
If you cross illegally here in San Diego sector, you will face consequences.
Chief Patrol Agent Jeffrey Stalnaker claims the in-your-face approach is working. Agents are currently apprehending around 30 migrants a day. Around this time last year, they were seeing up to 1,400 daily.
To say there has been a dramatic change would be an understatement.
Amazing, huh? 14 now a day. We're 1,400 daily. Remember we report that in our show here? And you would see all these people coming. You're like, what the? Doesn't that wall look amazing? Don't you just feel safe? Incredible. That's what you are to me. Incredible, yeah. That's an incredible wall. Don't you feel safe? When I come back, I got one more wall to show you, then your phone call. Thank God for Donald Trump, the great white hope. God sent Trump to give us yet another chance. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Check out my books. They are amazing. My first one, From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. They're still doing it today. What the? And then The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little pocket guide, carry it around, ladies, in your purse. Guys, you can carry it in your pocket. And it's just 7 steps. If you do them, they work. I wrote them because I'm doing them. And they work. But you got to do it. You got to be a doer of the word, not just a talker of the word. A doer. If you do the seven little, and it's so easy to read because I'm black, it's very easy to read. Really. And you got to do it. And then last one, but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Amazing, huh? And I will sign them to whomever you like me to do. Sign them to. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Just RebuildingTheMan.com. I guess store, right? RebuildingTheMan.com store, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663, all right? And also, check out yesterday's brand new episode of Punchy TV. Punchy TV. Watch this.
Mr. Krishan the Don, host of Misfit Nation.
Is Trump, like, really big on getting women sort of out of the combat roles or out
no.
of the...
I don't think so. Not really. It doesn't seem like it.
You got to stand against that.
They would try to kill him again.
Republicans would turn against him. See, it's the real conspiracy.
Would you sign a prenup to protect yourself? If you're a billionaire and you're married...
Yeah, if I had $1,000, I would get a prenup.
$1,000?
Absolutely, especially if she wasn't there to help me build it.
Why doesn't she get half? Why didn't she deserve half?
If you divorce, then she doesn't deserve anything.
Oh.
It is.
What a hate man if he had $1,000 and he would get a prenuption. What is that? $1,000? It's going to cost $1,000 to get the prenuption done. Right?
No, you got it. You understood.
What a beta. I mean, and he would say alpha male. But amazing. Punchy TV. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is king. JLP Toss on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, comment, and ring the bell. I want to quickly show you, I don't even, I can't, I'm telling you, I'm about to say words that I do understand. I don't understand why anyone would not want a wall around their country. Why would anyone be upset about that or fight against it? Do you fight when you buy a home or you have a house built? Do you fight against them putting a wall around your home? You're like, no, no walls. Leave it open. No walls. Why you put a wall around your home? Why would anyone not want a wall around the country? You have all these people coming in from everywhere. You don't know. Look how bad the crime is now. It was already bad, but it's even worse now with the people coming in like that. One last video of this beautiful wall. Amazing. Wall. It's so pretty. I may go down there and take a picture standing next to it. I want you to, the reporter is reporting it like it's something bad. Like she ain't that happy about it. The reporter says the increased border security has led migrants to take other dangerous routes. Watch this from 10 News.
Also helpful is the additional 750 Marines and Army personnel sent to the San Diego border in January. They engineered and constructed the concertina wire and have assisted in 24/7 surveillance of the border.
One of the issues that they had is just not having enough people spread across the border, so there's a lot of gaps in where they could see on whether or not people were or were not crossing.
Stalnaker admits the added security has led some migrants to take other dangerous routes into the United States, including three people who died last Friday while trying to illegally cross through the Otay Mesa wilderness. Stalnaker says these routes can become even more dangerous as the summertime heat leads to dry desert conditions.
Nice. And the way you avoid the dangerous drought and all that, don't come. All you gotta do is stay home. You don't have to go to the party. If the party going to have fentanyl, you don't have to go to the party. Don't come. Isn't that wall beautiful? It just makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. It's amazing. Thank you, Donald Trump. Now do you see why I want white people running the country? The white man going to take care of the country. Ain't no black man going to put a wall up like that. Ain't no Mexican going to put a wall up like that. Ain't no Filipino going to do it. It's a white country. White people take back your country and make it safe again. Donald Trump took over. Look what's happening. Obama and that little Joe Biden. I don't know if Joe Biden even know he was ever the president, to be honest. Maybe he did. I don't know. They left the wall wide open. As a matter of fact, they sold some of the materials that Trump had bought to build the wall. So now, white people, you see why you need to take your country back from the people of color? They're not going to make it better. They don't know how. They don't care. They don't want to. They love the hood. They love violence. They love strife. They love anger. They love to destroy. They love to destroy. And you give them your country. You turn your country over to them, and then you have to go in hiding. If you think, if you doubt me, look at South Africa. South Africa is so bad that the white man, the white people went to the farmland and said to the black, okay, y'all have all the city stuff. We're gonna leave our Teslas here. y'all take everything. We're just gonna leave. And the black people destroyed the inner cities of Mummy Africa. And then they went out to the farmland. An angry heart has no limitation to its destruction. An angry person, male or female, would roam the earth to try to find someone that they can destroy. Their mission in life, you can bank on this. Really, you can put your bank money, you can put everything on this. An angry person will roam the earth to see, to find someone or something to destroy. They get their false life from destroying themselves and everybody around them, if you allow it to happen. They'll destroy their own children. Look how mothers destroy their own children. Mothers and grandmothers literally destroy their own children. They have no patience. They have no love. They yell at them. They turn them away from the father. They work overtime to keep the children away from the father. And if the court looked like, or the father looked like he's going to get control over the children, in some case, they'll kill the children. They'll take the children's life to hurt the father because their hearts are wicked. An angry person has no love, zero love. Emotions are not love. An emotion feeling of love is hate. And we just did a report yesterday where a woman in California going through a divorce, and according to the report now, going through a divorce, and she had visitation right with the cow, I believe. She took it and was supposed to turn it back, according to one report, and supposed to have turned the child back to the father. Then show up the day that she was supposed to, and they found out later that she was in a hotel and she killed the boy on the bed, stabbed him to death, according to the report. I have heard several stories like that, where the mother not only kept the children away from the father or the child, before she would give the child back to the father, show love, she would kill it. And they call that mother's love. A mom loves the children. Moms do not love children. Moms don't even want to stay home and raise the children, educate the children. They're going to throw them off at a public school. And they pretend that they're upset that the school is not educated. They're lying. When they're crying, they're lying. But that can change if you change your heart. You got to admit that your heart is wicked, is evil, and then you got to go and forgive mama. And when you forgive, you will be forgiven by God, not mama. God will forgive you and change your heart. And then life will begin for you. And a whole bunch of other insight will open up for you. And you will be free. Thank you, Mr. President, for the beautiful wall. Oh, the wall going up. Amazing, huh? And there's this stupid, wicked female by the name of Cricket, Jasmine Cricket. She's in government. Think about that. And she's black. How do you think that's going to turn out? And she is wicked to the core. And in government, there's another one. A little Mexican woman by the name of Alexander something out of New York, Cortez, wicked to the core. Satan sent his daughters upon the earth to rob, steal, and kill it. And the spirit of the daughters make a home in the sons. And the sons become like the spirit of the daughters, which are their mothers. And they go to rob, steal, and kill. They don't lead. A man is supposed to be leading you in the right way. He's supposed to be the light of the world. and the salt of the earth, but the flavor of the salt is gone. And the light is out, and the male does exactly the same with the woman. He think like the woman. He feel like the woman. He has his mother spirit, and he's as spiritually destructive as the mother. He become like what he hate. And you can't blame the woman that made them weak. They're weak because mama destroyed them. They're already weak when you met them. And the woman is not responsible for the man to change. The man and only the man, the individual, is responsible. You can't blame anyone but you as an adult. Blame mama and daddy for not protecting you from mama. But once you realize where it came from and they can help themselves, forgive them. And work on you. Thank you, Mr. President, for the wall. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Steve, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Okay, Jesse, let me tell you, I'm a relatively new listener, and I say, you know what? You're the great black hole.
Oh, amazing.
let me tell you, I can't agree with you more. Now, let me tell you, I want you to say, and I'll go right into what I want to talk about. Say to me, you know, Steve, you're a hypocrite. Could you say it?
Well, I don't know that you are yet.
Well, all right, let me tell you. I'm 73, and I was very involved in the civil rights movement back when I was a kid of the 60s, and I marched in civil rights, and I belonged, believe it or not, I'm not kidding you, I'm a Caucasian. I belonged to the NAACP. I belonged to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Are you familiar with that? Poverty Law Center?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I have a tremendous thing in my heart for civil rights. And back when I was a young man in college, I would travel down south to see all the racism. I went down where the Goodman, Schwerner, and Cheney were murdered and just really soaked it all up. And Martin Luther King is my hero. However, can I, on the same token, be for self-improvement? In other words, nobody gave me nothing. I grew up in a house. There was a lot of unhappiness. The parents stayed together, no abuse. But my father never made more than $10,000 a year. I went for a PhD and everything I had to pay myself. I worked 2 and 3 jobs at a time. I worked my butt off. I'm 73. I'm still working. Part of it is I love what I do. And I want to give money to my kids because the houses cost so much these days. And I'm just totally devoted to my wife for 43 years. And what I always say is, how could anybody cheat on the mother of their children? So I'm kind of divided. On one hand, I have tremendous affinity for the civil rights movement, but not DEI, not BLM, because that's the counter. Dr. King said you're judged on your character. You're not given things. So how can I, and I'm asking, I guess, maybe rhetorically, but... I just consider you so wise and experienced in life. You know, we're about the same age group, and I'm going to shut up in a moment and hear you. But what I'm saying is, and by the way, I like you so much that I'm literally in the lobby of the doctor's appointment. I told your screener that I didn't realize you would have such a long monologue. You can talk. So anyway, but I'm a big talker too. So anyway, what I'm saying is, on one hand, I have such compassion for black people. I have a dear friend who's black, which I know sounds like a liberal, line, but I voted Trump and I just want self-reliance. I'm a little bit with the, Reverend James Manning.
Yeah, no? But let me ask you this
Go
because
ahead.
Of time. If you
okay.
had compassion for the blacks, why don't you leave them alone and let them suffer until they wake up? And unless they wake up and take care of themselves, do you regret having participated in the so-called civil rights movement? Because what are civil rights, by the way? What are civil rights?
I can't even tell you. Like all these terms, they're used by people, the race baiters and all that stuff.
Right. So Martin Luther King was a socialist, and he set, along with Jesse Jackson and others, he set it up where black people would no longer think and take care of themselves, but rely on somebody else to think for them and the government. Do you regret being a part of that now?
Jesse, you know, it's hard. I'm not a person who lives with regrets. I got a lot out of it. I learned compassion, empathy.
But it wasn't real. It was never real. It was made up. And it was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks. They have only gotten worse and not better. And so that whole so-called movement, other than abortion, was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks. Do you regret that?
Jesse, you're putting me in a corner. That's why I say I'm a hypocrite. Don't you see why I'm saying this to you? I'm a hypocrite. I have such compassion, NAACP, SPLC, and
those organizations are evil.
Jesse, I mean, I have an opinion. I understand, and that's why I'm talking to you. So I'm a hypocrite. What can I tell you? I mean, it's hard to change a belief system you've had for 73 years. But I love the work you're doing. And you know what? I heard someone recently say, I don't know if it was you, but I think it was someone else, black leader, maybe someone like a Tim Scott or a Byron Donald.
They said what?
You know, something like this. Why the hell is there not more courses in school? I'm talking elementary, middle, about black responsibility. You want to learn about black African studies, black studies, teach how self-reliance, entrepreneurship, work your ass off. I worked 2 and 3 jobs at a time to get through graduate school, and I still had loans. They don't teach this. What they're teaching is, oh, my God, the slavery, the this, the that. And of course, slavery was terrible.
But Why was it terrible?
You're tough. You are tough. Look, you can't kidnap people from Africa and bring them here and make them and then, you know, beat them if they're not doing enough work and all that stuff.
That didn't happen. They were not kidnapped. They were sold by other blacks to the Arabs.
That's true. No,
they were sold by other blacks to the Arabs, and the Arabs took them around the world and sold them to other people. They were not kidnapped.
Oh, every group's been enslaved. I'm Jewish. They enslaved us in Egypt.
But the blacks were not kidnapped.
I understand. You're right.
Because I've been
brainwashed, Jesse. I'm in conflict. Don't you see? I've been brainwashed. Growing up in civil rights. Of course, they were kidnapped. They were this. They were that. But I do see your point. It's just hard for me to endorse it. Because you talk about slavery,
you were brainwashed, why not drop it? Don't be speaking the brainwashed language
anymore. I'm dropping it. That's why I'm calling you. Why would I listen to you and be so into the big black hope, the great black hope?
The great beta. Oh, man. Don't be a beta.
I'm so masculine. Let me tell you, I look down on all these people. I'm 73. I work out with weights. I'm built. People can't believe it. I'm like an amateur bodybuilder.
Right on.
I work my butt off. You know, I'm not looking to retire. I want to be vibrant. I don't want to sit on my butt.
That's right. Steve, thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. Thank you so much. The hate news coming, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Good news. Trump has revoked 68 grants for so-called sexual minorities. Terrible, huh? I mean, that's a good thing that he revoked those things. Terrible that we were funding that stuff in the first place. Not we, but anybody who paid taxes was effectively funding that because the feds were doing it. And are you in the Yemen group chat? I don't know. You may be. And there's these out-of-control judges going crazy trying to stop Trump's righteous deportations. It makes no sense. It's not even lawful, I don't think. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, March 25th, A.D. 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air in the second hour coming right up, guys, in just a few minutes. But first, it's Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Trump administration revoked at least 68 grants to researchers studying the health of so-called sexual minorities. Gross, huh? The grants funded research focusing on the health of LGBTQ people over 50 years old. Also, they studied focusing on HIV prevention. How about just don't have the S? And cancer and youth suicide. What a mess. Termination letters claimed the research was, quote, unscientific, unquote, or did nothing to enhance the health of many Americans. Indeed. In fact, it encouraged them to get deeper into that mess. In one of the most shocking national security supposed blunders, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth shared a war plan detailing weapons, targets, and timing with a so-called journalist just hours before the attack occurred, according to Jeffrey Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, the far-left extremist The Atlantic. President Donald J. Trump's national security team was discussing possible military strikes on the Houthis in Yemen. They're the ones who've been attacking the ships, I think, something like that, in an unclassified group chat. And National Security Advisor Michael Waltz apparently added this guy Goldberg to the chat inadvertently. What? An after-action chat following the strikes was also made accessible. This Jeffrey, Jeffrey Goldberg, spelled how it sounds, discussed the obvious security breach Monday night on The Source with Caitlin Collins, Commie Nonsense Network themselves. Pretty disgusting, huh? Although the Trump administration acknowledged the messages sent over the non-governmental chat app called Signal, it appeared authentic. Some Republicans tried to downplay the disclosures of national defense plans outside of approved classified government systems. Whatever. What a mess, huh? Sounds like a whole lot of nothing, but it's also quite embarrassing. What a mess. Anyway, deportations. A federal judge attempting to discern the Trump administration violated a pair of temporary restraining orders that he issued to halt the deportation of hundreds of so-called migrants. He was told that the information was no longer accessible to him. Nice. Not your purview, Mr. Judge person. Top Justice Department officials wrote in a filing that the administration is invoking the state secrets privilege and claims any further disclosure about the deportation flights from the United States to El Salvador would pose a danger to national security. Right on, Donald Trump, protecting our great Americans who are flying these illegals back to where they belong or somewhere to where they don't belong here, at least. Anyway, the court has all of the facts they need to discuss to address the compliance issues before it. So said the officials in writing to the U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, that self-important judge. What a mess. That was Alien Enemies Act stuff. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: what is evil? What is evil? Human beings are evil. What is evil? Until you start to change, and you can change. Really, you got to work on yourself, though. But you can change. If you're out and about, we're heard around the world by everybody and their mama, Monday through Friday. From 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad if you got to be moving about, doing whatever it is you got to do. You can be moving about. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And it's the second hour Tuesday already. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go all the way over to Norway and talk to William. Heard around the world. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Do you remember me? I called last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Never ask a black person if he remembers or not.
Okay, but I have a big problem right now. Is I was working at a restaurant, and the boss was a female boss, and she was very nasty with me, and this happened 1 year ago, and whatever I do, I can't let it go. I want revenge. I want to kill her. I want to do bad stuff to her. And I ended up quitting the job like the day after. I never met up again. But it's still haunting me. And I tried everything to let it go. I tried the silent prayer. I tried watching the feeling. I'm not really upset at her, but I'm upset about what I did.
And your question for me is, hello? What?
it's been 1 year, so I'm trying to let it go, and I need, like, help.
Okay.
I know it's, like, the ego, but every day, like, every time I have, like, a good thought or I'm happy, the thought comes, and I'm like, oh, but you didn't say nothing to her. You didn't do anything.
What you got to do, what I recommend that you do, drop the thoughts about it, because you should never, ever, there's never a reason to be angry. And because you're angry, you're lost into your imagination right now, and you're listening to the thoughts which are lying to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And so drop the thoughts. And then the feelings would disappear.
But I know that, but it's not my thought. It's like I'm not trying to think about it.
Right.
But every time I see, like, even you, I was watching your show and you was mentioning the how Donald Trump handled a woman, how he talked to her.
Yes.
The feeling come back, like, oh, you didn't do like that. You didn't say nothing, you know.
But the feeling didn't come back. The thoughts came back, which brought the feeling. Those thoughts and feelings are not you. That's your evil nature, which is not your own. And so you got to stop identifying with thoughts and feelings and let it pass, because when that lady offended you, she wasn't offending you. She was offending your ego. But you thought it was happening to you. You thought it was happening to you, and that's why you overreacted. You got to stop overreacting. But that has happened. It's over. Learn from it. Do the silent prayer and let the thought go. When they come, do nothing about it. When the thoughts come about what happened, and they will, do nothing about the thoughts. See that you see it. Know that you feel it. But do nothing about it, and God will take it away from you. He'll take it away from you. He wants to take those things away from you because it's not your true nature.
So I tried to do it, like, for 1 year, and it's still, like, every day for 1 year. It's like I'm living in hell right now.
Right, because
sometimes I'm trying to find her and just, you know.
No, don't do that. Because don't you try to get rid of the thoughts and the feeling. You live with it, but don't call them you, and let the spirit of truth take them away from you. You can't take them away because, as you just said, those thoughts and feelings got you want to go looking for the woman. It keep reminding you, oh, you didn't speak up. It keep reminding you.
Yeah.
It's lying to you. Don't listen to it. See that they're lying to you. Do nothing about it and go about your day and let the Father take them away from you. Those are spirits that made a home in you.
But in that situation, what should I have done when she was nasty?
Nothing at all. Let her be nasty. Notice what you think and feel about it. And if you're feeling anything or you thinking something about it, just know that it's not you and you will overcome it. You are not your thoughts and you're not your feelings. She did not offend you. It was that ego.
I know.
It was the ego.
I'm not really upset. I'm not upset at her. I realize now, like, when I do the silent prayer, I'm upset at me, because I didn't do, I didn't say nothing, and because I was afraid of losing the job or, you know.
But don't be upset about it.
I'm not upset at her.
It's enough to see that you didn't speak up, but don't be upset about it. And then you'll be ready for the next time. If something like that happened, you'll be ready to deal with it in a perfect way, but don't be upset about it. You can't. Don't judge yourself like that.
I'm not really. It's like I'm not really making myself think about it. But it's like the thoughts come, and then I watch it, and then the feel is already there, and then I'm not really making myself think about it.
Well, just watch the thought, but do nothing about them. Don't call them you. Don't believe them. Don't argue with them. Just watch them. Don't try to get rid of them. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
No, just when I'm upset or
Oh, God. Well, no wonder.
But listen, before the new year, I started in January, I started doing the silent prayer every day. I was not having sex and eating right for 2 months, and then the energy was too much, the sexual energy.
So go back to the silent prayer so you can be aware. Do not stop. Do it every morning, every night, and during the day, practice being present. You're just not conscious, man, and the devil got to you and made you believe lies. You got to stay with the silent prayer so you can be conscious, you can be present.
But is that only the silent prayer, or do you have any other features or ways?
That's the only way. You got to be still and let life happen. Let the truth take over and guide your life.
Okay, I will try that.
But if you're not doing the silent prayer, if there was something else, you're not going to do that either. You can't even do the one thing you've been told to do.
No, I was doing it for 2 months, and I was off sex, right?
But go back to it. Go back to it, man.
Okay, I will.
All right, go back to the silent prayer. Stop believing those thoughts. They're not you, and you'll be fine. But go back to the silent prayer so the light can guide you. So the Father, you're living in darkness right now in your imagination. All right?
Okay.
All right, but thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Barbara out of Michigan. Barbara, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, how are you doing today?
Are you on a speakerphone or something, Barbara?
No, not anymore. I was.
Oh. What the? Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I had called you last week, last Thursday or Friday.
Oh, I forgot.
And we were talking about, you said an educated woman makes for a bad mom and for a bad mother.
And yeah, no, a man should not marry an educated woman because an educated woman does not make for a good wife or a good mother.
I just said that, Jesse.
No, you said educated mom or a good mom.
Oh, okay. Well,
what the?
Well, I definitely disagree with that.
And
for
why?
One.
Why?
Because how can you always say that women are not leaders, but we're both. We're leaders and followers. We follow the husband and we lead the children.
No.
You know, because they're at home with us. So
I know, but you can't
them.
Lead the children. You need the father to lead you to show you how to lead the children. You can't lead the children on your own. You don't know how to do that. It's not in you.
Well, either way it go, we still have to lead the children, whether it's a man there or not.
But
it's still our God-given role.
I know, but when a man is not there, the woman lose sight on how to lead the children. Look at the black children now. They're all screwed up.
All
because
black
the
children
fathers,
are not screwed up. Because That's
the,
not true.
Hold on. Because the father is not there to lead the woman to lead the children. Women don't have the insight to lead children on their own.
Well, you know, I totally disagree with that.
Why?
Because I feel as if women are capable. It's what? Can you name one thing that you can do that I cannot do?
Yeah.
No, name one.
Stand up and pee.
You know what, Jesse? You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the men and women, the X and the Y chromosomes. I'm not talking about that. But you can read, I can read. You can add, I can add. There's nothing that you can do that a woman cannot do, with the exception of what you just said. So that's why I always disagree with you when you say that.
But you can't lead. It's not in the woman nature to lead. That's the
one thing you cannot
do.
You say that.
No, you can't.
You say that, and I don't agree with you because when the father is away at work making money to do everything, then it's up to the woman in order to lead these kids to make sure they're not, what, playing with fire in the closet or, you know, doing something they don't have any business doing. It's up to us to do that. And you can't have an uneducated person trying to lead a young mind that's not even, you know, formed yet. If she doesn't know what she's doing. And it's not always about common sense. It's always about just having educational sense.
No.
You still have to be
educated.
No,
you're wrong. You're
wrong. If you homeschool kids, how can you teach them algebra and calculus and you don't know it?
Barbara, it's all about common sense all the time. Educated women have no common sense at all. And that's the problem. And let me ask, do you believe in God?
Of course.
You believe in God's order?
Yes.
And what is his order?
Christ, man, woman, kids.
And
we are in the middle.
And if you believe God's order, why don't you know that you it's not in your nature to lead? Even if you're married, you had children, the husband tells the wife what to do with the kids while he's away, and then when he come home, the wife report to the children, to the father, how things went.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said before.
Do you agree with that?
No, I do not agree with that. That's something that we're not going to agree about.
You don't agree with God's order?
Oh, that particular example was not God's order.
It is God's order.
No, well, I'm just saying that particular example.
Wife, obey your husband.
Yeah, but that's not in our sense. He doesn't even know where the iron is. He doesn't even know, you know, it's a lot of things that she does because she leads the household. She's the one that's in the house. She does, if I follow your saying, she's the one that does the cooking and the cleaning and all of this. And he doesn't even know what half of that stuff is. All he knows is when he comes home, his clothes is ironed and prepared. His food is cooked and prepared. That's all he knows. To go away, then what would happen? Would he let me ask you, though.
Barbara.
Seriously. If she wasn't there, let's say if she passed away, cancer, whatever, she passed away. So then now the man is going to have to take over, which means he's going to have to start doing the cooking and the cleaning and going to work and trying to raise these kids. Now, what do you think is going to happen to those kids when he's never around?
Okay. Number one, the cooking and the iron and the cleaning and stuff is naturally built in the woman's nature to do those things.
But what happens if she's not there?
Are you drinking something or something? Are you taking a bath?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm outside in my pool.
Oh, Lord. You black?
Of course I'm black.
And you got a pool?
Yeah, I got a pool in the house.
You must have a white husband.
No. See, that's another reason why I disagree with you when you say
what a
that
black woman doing
people
with
don't
a
have
pool.
Anything.
What a black woman doing with a pool.
And I live in Detroit.
And in Michigan.
And I live in Detroit.
Yeah.
So.
In March.
Yeah, and God took my father away from me, so my mom had to raise us by herself.
I know, that's why you're confused.
No, I'm not confused. Anyway.
Well, let me do this, okay. Barbara. Let me just say this. Finish that statement. So let's say that it's in the woman's nature to know how to iron and cook and clean and watch over the man's children. God put that in her to do that in the home, but he put the man over the woman to instruct her how to deal with the children. And if a woman should die, if the man wife should die, he can, if she's dead, he can get married again if he want to. But he can also get a housekeeper or someone to come and watch over his children and do those things. It wouldn't be a problem.
So then you're trusting your children into, you know, somebody else's hands that don't have the love for your kids.
But
like
the mother don't have the
have.
Mother don't have the love either.
But they, oh my God. See, okay, I don't want to get into that because I still have two more things that I want to talk to you about.
Real fast, because
we totally disagree on that.
Why?
Well, Anyway, so
why
I heard
you just
talking
agree
to Gloria
with that?
Aldridge. Remember you was talking to Gloria Aldridge, and you, I mean her daughter, and you had the conversation, and you guys were talking about Diddy and all this other stuff. And
Free
you were saying
Diddy!
If a woman goes to these parties, then she deserves whatever happens to her?
No, I didn't say that. I said
yes,
that if they go... Hold on, Barbara. If she goes to the party, she's going there for a reason. She's looking
for
something.
Everybody that goes to that party goes there for a reason.
And so why do you just blame the man when she get upset about what happens at the party? It's her fault she went to the party. Nobody made her go to the party.
Well, if you're trying to get a job and you're going on an interview and this particular interview is held at a party, then that doesn't mean that you deserve to be sexually harassed or raped. And there's a lot of men that are accusing him.
Know,
so you're saying the men that went to the party too deserve what they got?
Barbara, you don't know if that happened or not. You don't know what happened when men and women go to parties like that. They are grown people. They go into a party and they want something. They go out, I don't care who it is, a man or woman or whatever. And that man or that woman are responsible for their own themselves. Nobody make them go to those parties. No one make them stay at the party. No one, but they have a hidden agenda. And now these women, because they're, and not all, but except for those women who are working on themselves, they're so wicked. It's so easy now to accuse someone when a woman is so evil that she'll turn on you just like that. Just like that. And wouldn't care about destroying you or anything because of the wickedness of her heart. And these men are not always guilty of this, but it's set up now where in my country they trust the daughter of Satan over the son of God. And so, but you don't know what happened. And Gloria Allred's daughter, she's a liberal, and she doesn't care about what's right at all. You agree with that, right?
No, I do not agree with that. Just because she's a liberal means she doesn't care about anything.
How can you be a liberal and care about what's right?
Because liberal means to, well, in my opinion, liberal is to care about other people.
No, they don't.
You're not just keeping everything to yourself.
Liberals do not care about people. They care about themselves. And why do you disagree with me that mothers have love? Mothers don't have love.
Mothers definitely have love.
Where they get
if they
it
didn't
from?
Have love, then it'd
Where
be easy for them to walk away just like the men walk away.
Barbara, why do you say they have love? Where they get it from?
They get it from God.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they get it from God.
No,
God
they don't.
God is the one that gives everybody love.
Barbara, if they got love from God, they wouldn't be trying to destroy the man's children. They would obey the husband without even being told to. They would stay home and raise the children, educate them. They would clean, cook, and wash dishes and sew some quilts and never complain. Women do not have love. And they would never complain about anything if they had love. Women have no love.
Okay, so you telling me men don't complain about nothing? Does that mean they don't have any love?
But those men who are complaining, they don't have love either. They have the spirit of their mothers.
So then, therefore, that means men and women don't have love.
Right.
Because why is it so easy for a man to walk away from his children, but that woman stays there to raise them?
Men don't walk away from their children. They walk away from the mother of the children.
Which means they don't have no love for the kids.
No.
If you let the woman step in.
That's not true.
Then if you have love for your children, how can you just walk away from them and leave them to somebody that's full of evil?
When men walk away, they walk away from the mother and not the children. And the reason they walk away, because, especially nowadays, the court, the woman can easily lie on them, and the court will put them in jail. They'll take their money, the men. They'll take their monies and other things, because all the woman has to do is say, oh, he raped me, or he did that, he beat me. And the court got it. The man shouldn't put up with that. So when men
but what
leave,
if it's documented proof that the man is no good?
When men leave, they leave the mother and not the children. And then the mother lie and tell the children the father left you. She doesn't say, I was such a bitch. Your father couldn't deal with me because I was so evil. Your
so
father,
you don't think
your father loved you. Your
so fa- you don't think
your father
the kids
loved
can
you,
see
but
for
you,
themselves?
He, your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell in me. They don't tell the children that. Am I right?
I heard that part.
Am I
but
right? Am I right about that, Barbara?
You,
Barbara,
you already know I'm gonna say no.
Am I right about that?
Not.
Why
if,
do you say no to that?
Because it's not right. Because
it's
what
true.
If it's documented proof?
Ain't no such thing as documented truth. How can I have documented truth when the woman's always lying?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he beats her and she has to go to the hospital because she has a broken arm or a black eye, which you don't think the kids see that? You think that's her fault that a man hits a woman?
When a man hits a woman, he's defending himself from her.
From what?
From her hitting him.
That's not true.
Oh,
Jesse,
it is
you
true.
Know that's not true.
I know it's true. I know,
how you know it's true?
Barbara, I got to run. I can't play with you that long. What the? 888-7753-773. Super chat. Thank you, Barbara. You want to thank me. What now?
Indeed. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk yesterday.
Be aware of the children of the lie. See that, Barbara? Children of the lie.
But that's right. Ahead. Someone bought 7 coffees. Fellowship yesterday, meaning 2 days ago, was so deep. Amazing.
Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out.
Indeed. And Sion said, Jesse, I'm drinking your coffee. Coffee emojis. What's that thing? Croissant emoji. Black person emoji.
Nice. Punchy's Coffee. Check out Punchy's Coffee. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/shop.
Something like that.
Am I right?
No. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
Yes. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Punchy Coffee is good. Thank you, Sion. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Or jesseleepeterson.shop. Nice.
Okay.
Jim in Alaska over on punchy.tv said, awesome church yesterday.
It was amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Fellowship is amazing. If you're in L.A., come on down. You're in L.A., come on down. But you can watch it live at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Very nice. Scaring C says, I agree with Jesse Lee Peterson on mothers. When I became a mother and observed mothers in general, I was surprised by what I found.
Yep. It's shocking. I'm telling you, folks, really. I'm telling you this because I know it to be true. I'm not making it up. But it's shocking. Not any more shocking because I understand. But it was shocking when before I understood. The evil things that mothers do to children and to the fathers of the children, even if the fathers are there and the father not paying attention, what mothers do to children is pure evil. And she can't help it. And she can't help it because her heart is wicked. Her heart is that of her father, the devil. And there are women who are waking up now. I see them all the time, the bond meetings, and I counsel with them. And they would tell you, Jesse, I could not admit I was evil. When I first heard you say it, I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm nice, right? They would disagree or wouldn't admit it. But when they examine themselves, because it's hard for women to admit that they're evil. But when they examine themselves, they realize it was true. And then they start to change. They had no patience with their children. The misery that they bring up on the children, even when the father's there and he's watching it, and the father's weak and stuff. But ladies, drop your anger. Forgive your mothers so that God can forgive you and your father for not protecting you from the mother. And then he will give you love and you can guide your children with perfect love. But what women are doing to children is bad, folks. The nicest woman is the worst one. The Christian one is the worst one. The Bible thumper one is the worst one. So thank you. Absolutely.
Anthony Uju Amazirionwu. Pardon me, I'm butchering the name.
Sure.
Gave a super chat with no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry James is not African. And he'd be, is that an African name?
It might be English.
Oh, nice. Thank you. I appreciate it. Back in a moment. Thank you all.
Thank
Back
you guys.
In a moment.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Sorry about that. We were talking. The engineer and I were talking. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. He black. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. I can't talk a lot today because I got to tape some brand new episodes of The Fallen State after I do the show today. Oh, man. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
I can't hear you, Jason.
Hold on. I can't hear me now.
Come back to your, you no, come back to your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
We were talking about, like, Trump last time. It was, like, so...
Who were talking about Trump? Like,
me and you. It was, like, as far as, like, the...
I don't remember that. What did we say?
That, like, it's just, like, I'm about to, like, tell you. Like, as far as, like, the tariffs and stuff, you think that's a good idea?
Yes.
Like, tariffs.
Right.
So, my question is, like, who... What countries are going to buy our stuff?
Those that,
you know, we're an exported nation. We export more than we
let
import.
Let me answer the
so,
question. Those that want it will buy it. Those that don't have to buy it.
So then how is America going to generate revenue?
Because those that buy it, we're going to get revenue from that.
So
everybody, when you sell a product, everybody's not going to buy your product, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the
no,
fact that
everybody's not going to buy your product, right?
Yeah.
But the people who do buy your product, those who do buy your product, you make a profit from that, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with tariff.
No, it's not.
What do you mean, no, it's not?
Because, like, tariffs on another country, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, you say, like, the people that's going to buy it is going to buy it. But if a country is not going to import our product, it's like, you know, like, when you sell your coffee, you know how you sell your coffee? Like you know how you sell your coffee to people like through the air and stuff like that, and like your range of people, like your audience is the people that you sell your coffee to. Now, if a country doesn't allow American goods to go into their market, like Canada people taking all like the American beers and American wines and taking American products off of their shelf, then how do people here gonna sell their products elsewhere if nobody's gonna buy their products because the country is not gonna put their products out on the show?
Well, first of all, Canada's not going to do that. Secondly,
they already did.
If Canada don't buy or sell it, then somebody else will. And that's how life works. Everybody's not going to want your product, but those who want it, they will buy it, and life goes on. Am I right about that?
No, you're not right about that.
What's wrong? Where am I wrong because, about that?
No,
where
no,
am
no,
I
no,
wrong?
Because,
hold on, Jason, hold on. Where am I wrong with that?
Because it's like, that's what I'm saying. You said other people are going to buy the product.
Where am I wrong everybody's not going to buy your product, but so who will buy it and life goes on? Where am I wrong with that?
Yeah, but if your product is
no,
not...
No, tell me where I'm wrong with that.
You're wrong about that. Because
how?
Of the market.
Where am I wrong?
Everybody, like, so if everybody, she said everybody, somebody's going to buy your product, but if your product is not out there for people to buy it, your product has to be in a market for it to be bought. Can you agree?
Well,
that?
It is out there to buy it, and some country is out there to buy it, like Punchy's Coffee. It's out there to buy it, and those who are going to buy it, buy it. Those who are not going to buy it, don't buy it. Everyone is not going to buy it. Does that make sense?
All right, you're right. I understand that everybody's not going to buy the product.
And then every country is not going to sell it. And then that makes sense?
Yeah, but you still
and
not.
And then
that,
those countries that sells it, the people in their country are going to buy it. And those are the countries you're trying to sell to. Does that make sense?
I'm gonna say yeah. Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
So, but as a company, as a market, you have a cost of production. You selling coffee to make profit, right?
Yeah, you make a profit from selling a product. Absolutely.
All right. So if you just lost like half of your customer base at the market that could sell it. And you won't be able to make enough money for your overhead and stuff like that. So your company is going to fail.
Losing one country, let's say Canada decide not to sell it, which is not going to happen. But let's say Canada decide.
They already did.
And
they
so if Canada decide that they don't want to buy the product, that's just one country. That's not the whole world. Is that true?
Okay.
Is that true or not?
But one country
is that true
not
or not? No,
product,
stay with me. Is that like, true or not?
Okay. All right, go ahead. All right, yeah, that's true.
But one monkey don't stop no show. Is that true or not?
When it comes to business, it does.
No, it doesn't. Everybody's not going to buy your product. Do you own a Tesla?
No.
Do you own a Ford?
No.
Do you own a Chevy?
No.
See, and yet the Chevy, the Tesla, and the Ford are selling, and the people making
a profit.
That's how the world works, buddy.
That's not how the world works. It's like,
how do you know?
There's a market.
How do you know that's how
there's a market?
How do you know?
Because I took business.
Oh,
and I
God.
Had to like write a paper on.
You don't even have a Ford.
Hold on. Let me explain to you. But like, that's what I was like. I was just telling you. You know how like McDonald's. You know, like let's a fast food. You know how like there's McDonald's like everywhere. There's a McDonald's. There's a Burger King everywhere. Now if you just say like a population. Say like because of like the population, all them places
Jason,
that exist.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let me do that because you don't know what you're talking about. But let me do this.
Who don't like?
Are you Jason? He hung up? Yeah. Why you hang up? Why you hang up, Jason? I didn't hang up. Jason hung up. What the? Unless his Obama phone dropped or something. But Jason hung up. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Chris, a first-time caller out of South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Chris. Thanks for calling.
What's going on? I called to get your take on the two white couples. They just got sentenced for adopting the five black kids, and then they had them like working like slaves. That's how the media put it out. What's your take on that?
I don't know because I don't know the story.
You don't know the story? You ain't covered that one?
Did we cover that? Hold on a minute. Hold on. Maybe we did. Hold on. Did we cover that?
I think we did months back, and then new news came out, tip to Carver and the caller, saying that they got sentenced to hundreds of years each.
Yeah.
So they had them picking cotton and stuff?
Something.
No, they had them picking cotton, but they was digging holes. They was digging holes with their hands. They had them pissing their, peeing in buckets and holding their hands above their head, stuff like that.
Locked in a shed.
Oh. Yeah, yep, exactly. Hey, you got it.
Oh, I got you. So, yeah, well, there are evil people like that. And so if they did that to those children, then they should be punished for it.
Yeah, yeah. And it goes along with what you were saying about the mother being evil, because when I read the report, it's saying that they sentenced the mother to more time than they did the father. Oh, Lord. But that's all I wanted to ask you about, man.
All right. Thank you, Chris. About amazing.
And your take, yes.
Thank you,
amazing.
Man. Chris, how do you feel about the wall going up?
Oh, Jesse, the wall going up.
Right on.
Hey, Jesse, hold up. When you were talking to the last caller, not the last caller, but I think it was the lady out of Detroit.
Yeah.
And she said, well, what can you name one thing that you can do that I can't do? You said, stand up and pee. I'm going to use it. I got to use that one. Because of time, Jesse, hey, I enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great work. The wall going up.
Oh, the wall going up. Thank you, Chris. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Sweet Home, Alabama, and talk to Speed. Hold on. Speed, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, what's wrong with the blacks, man?
What's wrong with the blacks?
What's going on?
All is well, Speed. Thanks for calling.
That's cool. No, just for the sake of time, I'm going to go cut straight to the chase, man. Came down here to Alabama. I'm glad to be back in the South. You know, I'm from Mississippi originally, and I'm down here for some training. And, you know, I got back into I found a little small church, you know, to go to just to enjoy some fellowship, you know, meet some people and try to get involved with the community a little bit more.
Right.
On my downtime or whatnot. And, built some decent relationships with the people in the church, but what is this pastor, co-pastor deal? Like, you the man is the senior pastor, apparently, and his wife is a co-pastor. And I went back into some of your archives just to kind of, you know, hear what you got to say. But, you know, I just want to know what you think about this whole thing.
It should not be happening at all, but the men are too weak. Okay. To keep their wives in order and in place. And so these women want to pretend that they're equal to the man, and they want to act this way or that way. And so the preacher men are too weak to stop. They're on the same level as the woman. They have the same mindset as the woman. So they're too afraid and they're too weak to stop them. And it's unfortunate because it is weakening the church and everything. But the men are too weak to stop their wives.
Okay, I agree.
They do it because they know that if they have a so-called co-pastor female or a pastor female in some case, that the women are going to draw other women that are going to bring the money, bring the purse to church.
Golly, man. One of my other mentors from Mississippi has said the same thing. There could be some monetary gains involved.
But
That's go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's unfortunate because some of the men and women who go to church, they really are looking for help. They want to overcome their situations, but these preachers are lost and they just don't know how to help. They can't help them because they're lost themselves.
Yeah. So real quick, like I said, because when I leave that church, I tune straight into your church to get the real deal, you know.
Right.
But what would be your advice, though? Because I done built relationships with the people. Well, not strong relationships, but I done built some relationships with them. I kind of take the meat and throw out the bones, you know. But what would be your advice on how to navigate this whole thing? Just kind of like the church or sit back and watch or just...
What I would highly recommend you do, don't be angry about it. You see that it's wrong. It's wrong, but don't be angry. And then just kind of go, and sometimes a man may preach a little bit from the Bible with help, but just see what to do and let God guide you.
If it's, gotcha.
He will guide you in the right way to go with that. Either you stay or you go. Either way, it wouldn't matter. But just don't have a personal opinion about it.
Okay, cool, man. Appreciate that, man. And I don't know what's wrong with the blacks, man. I've been having some conversations with these people, man. And I say these people, man, because I'm starting to really understand.
This
mentality of victimhood and not taking accountability and all these other things. I say you the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
If these people could get their hands on me, they'll probably do it.
And they would.
But again, oh yeah. Well, at least two or three of them are gonna get knocked down. I can guarantee you that. But if it's more than that, then they probably can get me. But yes, man, I appreciate you every day. I appreciate you, man. I always brag and say, man, I'm a student of Jesse Lee Peterson, man, because he really turned my life around, man, and you potentially gonna change the course of my kids' life as well, just because you helped me see the light, so to speak, man. So I really appreciate you.
Well, you stay with it. I'm telling you, man, the wisdom that will come, the clear mind that you would come, it's going to blow your mind. So stay with it.
Yes, sir, will do.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to... Charles out of North Carolina. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You have changed my life unbelievably. I'm sorry that my throat is a little hoarse. I was in a car accident, Jesse, last week, just pulling out of a parking lot, had my son with me. There was nobody behind me. Some lady came flying out. I nailed her. My bumper hit her car door. She was crying. I was like, I felt nothing, Jesse. I said, this is on me. This is going on my insurance. Yet, she's the one that's crying, telling me, oh, I'm getting a divorce. I'm in what an awful situation. And my son's looking at me, and I'm just like, I'm not like a statue. I'm stoic. I don't feel a thing. I'm just taking it all in. I was like, why don't I feel anything? This is incredible.
Nice.
So I get through the whole situation, and then I'm almost getting cocky about it, like, wow, I've overcome, right? Then all of a sudden, the stress comes on, and then I'm like, yes, I get to sit in this. I can't wait.
Nice.
I'm going to go home and sit in this. So now, I sort of have a question based off that. Do I look for hell to face it, or do I just let it happen naturally?
Let it happen naturally. It will come on its own. And when it does happen, sit in it, live with it, sleep with it, and God will take it away from you, and then eventually it will be no more because he will clean up the whole house and you will be fine. But live with it, sleep with it, and you don't have to make it happen. You don't have to look for it. Let it happen naturally, and you just be aware that it is happening. That's all you need to do.
Okay. Can I just throw one more quick question at you?
Yes.
I love my wife. But lately, I've been correcting her in front of my son. I can't help it. It's just happening so fast, so naturally. And she's pissed, even though everything is going perfectly.
Yeah.
And she calls herself a Christian. She's always been a wonderful person. I love her. I don't want to lose her. But I'm almost, it's like I'm compelled to say what I'm saying. I have no control over it, and I don't want to lose her, but I don't know what the future brings. But I'm not going back to my hell, Jesse. I can't go back after seeing this light. There's just no way.
Yeah.
There's no turning back.
And just be aware that you're doing it when it needs to be done. You're not doing it to try to prove anything. You're not doing it trying to hurt her. But,
oh, I would never. Right. I would never. It's so sporadically happening.
And right. And do it when you need to do it. And if she overreacts, and as you already know, don't overreact to her overreaction. Let her act out. Let her scream. Yeah, yeah. But don't argue with her or anything. Leave her hell to her.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to petition. They need to put you on Mount Rushmore. You are the greatest American ever.
Well, we need to get the Great White Hope up there first.
No. I want you first. Then him.
Thank you, Charles.
He didn't bring me out of my hell. You did.
Well, you stay with us.
Oh, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Absolutely. God bless you, brother.
All right, Jesse.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right. Thanks. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Lin Yen Chin says, yesterday, calm down, concentrate on your center of gravity, and focus into the center of your brain. Relax into stable stance and breathe without pause. Women, that is how you excrete constipation in your heart.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. Robbie Lin says, what is evil? Answering the biblical question.
What is evil?
The devil. It's right there in the name. Evil. Love and many thanks for your shows each weekday.
Thank you, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robbie Lin. Lin Yen Chin with another. Only women try to be positive. Men will just be. Be still and slow your flow of breath to sharpen the focus of your attention in the present moment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. That call yesterday was trying to be positive. As a Christian man.
What caller?
There was a caller from Arizona, I believe, who tried to be a positive, but people kept on making him want to fight.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Thank you.
Mark says, 1849, Canadians burn Montreal Parliament of Canada. Wow.
Amazing. A little history there. Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because Trump said they tried to burn, didn't they try to burn down the White House?
That's what that black woman said.
Yeah, true.
And she don't know what she's talking about.
True, but Trump does.
Right.
Sion bought a coffee. I don't like the Nasty Twins podcast. They're just not funny to me. I hope you taught them something, LOL.
Did you watch it yet, Sion? Let me know when you watch it. It was fun. Really, it was really fun. So let me know when you, I was on the Hotched Twin show last week. Well, they played it last Monday. I did it like a week ago or so. But let me know what you think about it once you watch it, Sion. Thank you.
James Five Coffees in response to the biblical question.
What is hell?
What is evil?
I mean, what is evil? What is hell?
Evil is anything that distracts us from the kingdom of heaven. In the Garden of Eden, Eve had gotten sick in the head. So when God asked, what's wrong with Eve? Adam responded, Eve, ill. Nice.
What the? Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And Eric says, we'll have to read the rest of these super chats later, guys.
When I come back, more of your phone calls, your super chats, and everything. I hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Deep cuts to FEMA. You know, if we cut them deeply enough, they won't be able to put you in those FEMA camps like some of the conspiracy theorists fear. Trump may even close down FEMA. Nice. And big changes at the U.S. Postal Office. Is it going to go private? I don't know. Some guy resigned who sounds like he did a pretty good job, but he resigned. I don't know. And but anyway, nice. Trump's purposefully distorted that portrait, it's going to get removed, if it hasn't already, out of the Colorado Capitol, where the not morally straight governor put it up maliciously, perhaps, or maybe not. What a mess. But that's nice. And a pilot, he forgot his passport. He was flying from L.A. to China. 2 hours in, he's like, I forgot my passport. He turned the plane around. What in the world? Anyway, Bald Eagle Murphy, dead at 33 years old. Rest in peace. That's cool. I didn't know they lived that long. Makes sense. And a fossilized, are dinosaurs real or were they real? There are supposedly fossilized dinosaur footprints at an Australia school down under. Shout out. And CNN is promoting this Israeli who went to prison because he thinks he's too good for killing children. He doesn't want to fight in the Hamas war. And anyway, shout out to him. Whatever. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, March 25th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Okay, you can call in every so often, just in case a line opens up or as you hear Jesse wrapping up with a caller. And if you're overseas and you've figured out a great way for your other overseas fellow JLP listeners to call in, let me know. Let Hake know how to call in from overseas. Your cool trick for calling in from overseas to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show or to Bond. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports as President Trump plans deep staff cuts at FEMA and works to eliminate that agency, new data shows 2024 was one of the worst years for natural disasters. And the liberals didn't prepare for them properly, so they were especially bad. Like over here in the L.A. wildfires, the liberals weren't preparing for the wildfires, so they were really destructive, unnecessarily. According to new analysis from the International Institute for Environment and Development, there were 90 declarations of major disasters in the United States last year, one every 4 days on average. August was the worst month, 10 major weather-related disasters active at the same time, including Hurricane Debbie in Florida, severe storms in Kansas, flooding in Vermont. We're seeing hurricane season last longer, spring more severe weather season get more significant, and we're seeing the fire season go year-round now. So said the FEMA chief, Deanne Criswell. Sounds like a woman. And she's the FEMA chief? FEMA is the Federal Emergency Something Management, blah, 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 agency. Deanne Criswell looks like a woman, too. Terrible. Maybe he can deep cut her out of there. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, D-E, capital J-O-Y, capital D-E, too, resigned on Monday during his nearly five-year tenure. Oh, that's Obama Postmaster General. I mean, Biden, same thing. The former businessman and supposed Republican donor consolidated deliveries, raised the price of first-class domestic postage stamp from 55 cents to 73 cents, and launched a reorganization plan that has cut 30,000 so-called workers from the employee rolls and aims to eliminate another 10,000 through voluntary early retirement. President Trump said he wants to see even more changes and suggested giving the Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, oversight over the independent government agency, post office, U.S. Postal Service, a move that could be the first step towards privatization. Pretty cool. An oil painting of our greatest president, Trump, will soon be removed, if it hasn't already, from the Colorado Capitol after Trump called it purposefully distorted, trying to make him look bad. He looks all flabby and nondescript. What in the world? That's not right. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. What the? I'm like, what the? I can't believe 2 hours gone by like that. You black. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, Jesse. I'm typing my producer a note. Sorry about that, folks. I'm a little confused about something. 888-77, what? Okay, thank you. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what is evil? What is evil? What is evil? In order to get to heaven, you got to know what evil is. Really? In order to get to heaven, you got to go through hell. You got to go through hell. What the? If you're out and about and you're not able to sit and watch the show, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And you can also podcast the show as well. It's Tuesday, third hour of Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Luke.
Amazing. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I got a lot going on in the studio right now, so forgive me. I'm black and slow, and I can't do all these. Talk to the staff and do all these things at the same time. I want to let you know that I've said this again, but I want to just put it on your mind so you can examine yourself and you're going to see Once you see the hell in yourself, you're going to see it in others. Once you see the evil in yourself, you'll start to overcome when you see it in you, but you're going to see it in others. And that angry people cannot be trusted. And Jesus said it. God told him, and he told us. Did you know that Jesus got all his information from God? You ever thought about that way, James?
I haven't thought of it, but it's in the Bible. It's right. True.
Jesus got his information from God. I never thought about that until right now. For some of you, I'm just thinking Jesus got his own information. But he was talking. The Father was leading him.
Right.
Like he should lead us if we let him. What the, huh?
Nice.
Trump took a sign down. Did I hear that in your news?
A portrait.
Of what?
Of him.
He took it down. Why?
Because it was purposefully distorted, according to him.
Oh.
So he demanded that they take it down, and they're taking it down.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the great white hope.
Right.
Daddy is home.
It didn't even look good like him.
That's why they put it up there.
Yeah.
Evil people are evil, huh?
Really?
Are you surprised how evil people are?
Sometimes.
Did you know before now there's no good in human beings? Zero good? You can't find it?
I mean, I'd heard it before. It is in the Bible, but I hadn't really thought about it like that. Because you want to feel good about people and stuff and yourself.
Why?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Why you want to feel good about them?
Beta. Terrible.
Alpha.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick feel bad about you. You know how the blacks, it's been said so many times that the white people want to put a noose around the black people's necks. And so anytime there's an opportunity to prove that racism doesn't exist, the blacks are going to go and put a noose out to pretend that racism does exist.
Right.
Right? So they go find some noose or they create some type of situation where it looked like white people have done something to them and the white people had nothing to do with it. Like in some of the college, we have done stories on some of these colleges that put out, they put Nazi signs on the doors or whatever. And then they call up the media and say, or they go down to the administration and say, the white people to noose me or Nazi me or something like that. And they find out it was done by the blacks.
Devil talking to all of them. Fake hate crimes, so common.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Because that's human nature.
Yeah.
Human nature is evil, and it can't help but do things like that. Isn't that amazing?
Makes sense.
So I'm wondering if this story is true, that this woman borrowed the news from Jesse
Smollett.
Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
Did she borrow his news and put it on her desk? What happened?
Or maybe she got it from that one guy, that light-skinned black NASCAR race driver.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, Bubba Wallace or something.
Is he still around?
I think so.
He's still driving a car?
I assume.
Race-wise? Race car?
Yeah, I thought he was actually supposed to be pretty good.
I put it up nooses? Or pretending nooses?
He thought he saw a noose in the garage door pull-down thing. And it's like this miniature thing, and it's supposed to be like that.
Right. But these blacks are used because racism doesn't exist, so they got to create a situation so they can get a response. So I don't know if this woman did this or not, but it's been said, and apparently she's been arrested. And so I'm just wondering, did she go over to Smollett's house and get his news? This is from 6 ABC. This is evil human nature. Human beings are evil. That's why you must be born again from evil to love to good. ABC, 6 ABC. An Allentown city employee who claims someone left a noose on her desk is accused of planting it there herself. Watch this from 6 ABC.
It was all a lie. That is according to police. In Allentown, yeah. City worker claimed that she found a rope tied like a noose on her desk at work. It sparked an FBI investigation as people wondered if this was a hate crime. Now investigators say the worker staged the whole thing.
Good afternoon, and yes, a shocking turn in this case that brought protests and demand for change to Allentown. Police now saying they believe the woman that found that noose actually put it on her own desk. This item, resembling a noose, sparked outrage in Allentown when it was reportedly found on a city worker's desk in January. On Monday, police say they believe the person who found it put it there.
Latarsha Brown was charged with tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, a misdemeanor of the second degree, and false reports to law enforcement.
Latarsha Brown, a worker in the city's Department of Community and Economic Development, reported finding the noose on January 10th. Allentown police say they reviewed surveillance video and access records, interviewed other city employees, and asked for their DNA.
Every employee agreed, except for Ms. Brown.
Isn't that amazing? Can't you hear Satan telling her right now, you know, girl, you don't feel like going to work. You ain't got to work now. Put a noose on your desk. Put a noose on your desk. You need some attention. And then make it known so the dumb blacks can come and protest. They don't know if it's true or not. But just because you black and then you show them a noose, oh, they're going to show up. They ain't going to show up to stop abortion. They're not going to show up to stop black-on-black crime. They're not going to show up to stop DEI. They're not going to show up to get a job. But they'll show up for a noose. Put a noose on your desk. And Latarsha said, okay, daddy, if this is true. What the? Police had to get a warrant for Brown DNA later. A friend of Brown held a rally claiming she had faced past discrimination. Watch this from CBS Philadelphia.
Police also say Brown was initially cooperative with the investigation, but later asked it be discontinued. In late January, police say they obtained a warrant for Brown's DNA and submitted it to a state police lab for testing. 2 weeks ago, those results came back.
Ms. Brown's DNA matched the DNA profile obtained from the swabs of both the outer surface and inner knotted portion of the noose after it was taken apart.
As for the why, police aren't saying.
At this point, we're not going to discuss that.
The incident led to protests and demand for change at City Hall. Josie Lopez, a friend of Brown's who helped organize the rally, claims Brown has faced discrimination and retaliation in the past and is adamant she's innocent. In a statement, she said in part, quote, "This is not just an attack on Latarsha. This is a warning to anyone in Allentown who dares stand up against injustice. This is a smear campaign. This is retaliation."
Amazing, huh? And the blacks out there in the cold protesting. What? What are you protesting? Now you got egg in your face. If this is true, that she put her own noose on the desk. And there's something, some stupid little woman out there talking about, oh, she faced discrimination before. And she called herself a community organizer. And the blacks standing out there in the cold looking just as stupid. Human beings are evil. Satan is their father, and he convinced them to do stuff like this. They convinced them to do things like this. Credibility gone. And if it is true, she needs to be in jail. But people, you got to stop overreacting. You cannot trust human beings. Until and unless they work on themselves to overcome evil. Then they will be of good. But only the spirit of truth can change that. We cannot change ourselves at all. We just need to admit that we're evil. That's what it means to admit your sin. Confess your sin. I am evil, meaning hateful. Hate, you have hate. You have hate. And God will take it away. It ain't about confessing your sin that you're a drug addict or whatever else. It's confessing the sins of the heart. I am evil. I don't want to be evil. And your Father will change you. He really will. Black people, you a mess. What's wrong with the blacks? This teacher, I don't know why anyone would teach in a public school today. Really. This teacher, and I mentioned this yesterday. This teacher was filmed abusing, quote unquote, a child. I can't get over Latasha Brown, if this is true. I can see the devil telling her to put in, and he had a black news. You might want to get a black news, not a white one. Go all the way black. Can't you see the devil telling Natasha, put that news on your desk. This is going to be a little attention for you. And the white people are going to run. They ain't going to believe that you put it there. And then when the police say, oh, we need to do a DNA. Uh-oh, I ain't doing no DNA. What the? That's how the mind works. I'm telling you, your thoughts are not your own. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Those thoughts were not thoughts that Natasha came up with. If she did this, it was she was influenced by evil. And she thought it was going to be an amazing thrill. It's a thrill, all right, but behind bars, hopefully. Where is Black Lives Matter and the NAACP when you need them? Amazing. But anyway, this teacher filmed abusing a child. And yet, you send your children to public schools because you don't love them. Fox 4, Dallas, Fort Worth. I used to live in Dallas. What the? The Millsap ISD superintendent and two teachers have been arrested after a video surfaced showing an autistic child being hit and swung at in a classroom. Watch this from Fox 4 in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Video Fox 4 first broadcasted last week shows a Millsap Elementary School educator slapping toward an autistic boy. Moments later, another educator yells at him.
I said, come here.
Before repeatedly hitting him with a toy, then throwing the toy at the 10-year-old.
Quit chewing on things.
The incident happened in February. Alex Cornelius is the child in the video.
I don't understand why anybody would want to do this to any child, let alone an autistic child or a special needs child.
Millsap ISD says the educators involved are no longer employed by the district. Now, Fox 4 obtained arrest warrants for both educators regarding alleged crimes against Alex and two additional students.
Amazing, huh? What do you think that mother says she doesn't understand why anybody want to treat an autistic child like that? What do you think about that?
I'm sure she does. Because you being a woman, get frustrated with a kid. No matter how, even though it's not necessarily the kid's fault.
Right. That mother, I bet you that mother, I haven't known the mother, I don't know, I haven't seen her. I bet you she get impatient with that boy.
Yeah. And it was pretty mild what I saw. Yeah. I looked up a little bit late. But when the girl, I mean, she was hitting the boy's finger, that hurts.
The other woman went by, and allegedly she smacked him like that, or at least looked like she smacked him.
Yeah. I mean, it looked bad, but it wasn't, like, way overboard. I've seen way worse done to little kids.
And why would the mother, father, and the father, poor father sitting there, look like he sitting next to mama, you better not say anything. Why would they send their children off to school like that? They know that these people don't have the patience to deal with him.
Maybe because she doesn't have the patience to deal with him.
That's a good point. Here's information on the charges against the two teachers, include a felony charge for one who punched a special needs child in the nose. This is from Fox 12. Watch this.
You got to have a really kind heart to be a special education teacher, and as we've all seen, some people just don't have it.
According to the warrants, teacher Jennifer Dale admitted swinging at Alex in the video, but claimed it was done playfully. One of her fellow educators recorded the video. That educator and two others gave investigators sworn statements of ongoing alleged abuse. Dale is charged with official oppression for intentionally subjecting three known child victims to mocking, mistreating, and tormenting. Paraprofessional Paxton Bean, seen in the video, is also charged with official oppression and has a felony charge of injury to a disabled child with intention. An arrest warrant claims Bean took an unnamed special needs child into a calm down room on January 16th. The child returned with a bloody nose. Bean told other educators the child had run into a wall. In a forensic interview, however, the child said Bean punched him.
I never expected any of this.
I bet you didn't. Can't you see those teachers getting a thrill from smacking the kids and carrying on?
Yeah.
That's a thrill. That angry feeling is a thrill. That frustration is a thrill. I can see that woman smacking the boy. She's like, damn, that was good.
I wonder who was recording. If like somebody was doing a sting.
I was thinking the same thing. Didn't they know there were cameras in the classroom?
I feel like somebody was, maybe there was another assistant who was kind of noticed this stuff going on and recorded it.
You think
I'm speculating,
right,
of course.
Because there's, I don't know if they put cameras in classroom today and don't let you know they're there.
Mm-mm, I don't think so. I don't know, though.
Yeah. And last but not least, this teacher was caught pulling a girl's hair. Well, her ponytail. What the? This is from CBS 6, Albany. A high school basketball coach has been fired after he was caught on camera pulling the ponytail of one of his players following a game. Watch this from CBS, Albany.
Congratulations as well to Coach Zulo.
This morning, a high school coach caught on camera yanking a young player's ponytail. It occurred just after Northville High School lost a close state championship. Haley Monroe can be seen looking upset on the sideline before Coach Jim Zulo pulls her hair and then gets in her face. One of her teammates, Amaya Tompkins, quickly steps in between them to separate the two. It's believed that Tompkins is Zulo's niece. Zulo, who's 81 years old and a member of the New York Basketball Hall of Fame, was fired immediately. Zulo saying in a statement that he deeply regrets his behavior, adding, "As a coach, under no circumstance is it acceptable to put my hands on a player, and I'm truly sorry. I wish I could have those moments back." He told ABC's Albany affiliate, WTEN, that Monroe had cursed at him after he instructed her to shake hands with the opposing team, leading to the incident.
Wow. Man, they bring you here. And that was his niece that was trying to help the girl.
Oh.
That was just it.
Oh, the niece helped the girl?
Yeah. That one that
and
grabbed
shouted
the girl.
At the ground, the right. Great uncle or uncle.
Uncle Joe, what you doing?
That's old school. I feel bad for him.
I know. He ate or something. He ain't mean no harm. That's how they from the old school.
She was being rude.
Yeah. You can't.
It's not right, but.
What's
he
that
knew
right?
He was wrong. What's that?
No, the niece was the girl with the hair.
Grabbed. Oh, he grabbed his own niece's hair. Wait.
Oh. So I'm being told the other girl was black. And so he grabbed his niece's hair? The girl was his niece?
It sounded like that in the report confirm what Joel was saying.
All right. What the?
That's okay then.
I'm surprised that men would even take the risk of coaching a girl basketball team nowadays.
Yeah.
So these girls can accuse him just like that.
And they can't handle anything.
Right.
You talk to them wrong, you look at them wrong, and they wrong in their eyes.
I'm surprised they did that, that he teaches girls. It's too risky. And because women can be so, they can turn on you at a dime. I don't know why he would take that risk at 80.
He wasn't doing, I don't think he was doing it for money. He was doing it because he, is what he liked to do. He was a basketball Hall of Famer in New York.
So he didn't get paid for it?
I mean, he probably got paid, but that not because he needed the money, you know?
Oh, white people don't need no extra money at 80.
I mean, he may need it, but I think that it's, it seems like he's doing it cause, for his own, like, love of the game, of the kids.
Because of Ty, have you ever heard of a 12-year-old being prosecuted for hate crime?
For hate crimes?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Common sense is out of the window. Out of the door now. You never heard of that, right? Have you ever heard of that, Anchor Baby?
Nope.
8 years old being prosecuted for hate crime.
You said, what?
They don't say anything of hate crime.
All my 7th grade classmates should go to jail.
Yeah.
NBC News has reported that a 12-year-old Connecticut student who allegedly attacked two of her Muslim classmates has been accused of a hate crime. Watch this from NBC.
At this middle school in Waterbury, Connecticut, students and staff on edge after a fight that left twin 7th graders, both Muslims, injured, and a 12-year-old girl charged with a hate crime.
Well, it's horrific.
Farhan Memon is the chairman of Connecticut's Council on American Islamic Relations and has been in touch with the family of the victims.
How are those two girls doing today?
Well, it took them 2 weeks to get back to school because there's lots of fear about going back to the same building in which they were attacked. But they went back to school last week.
Memon says the twins had just immigrated from Egypt and were wearing hijabs during the alleged attack. One suffered bruises to her face, a black eye, and bloody nose. Her sister cut on the neck. An investigation by the Waterbury, Connecticut police found that the March 3rd attack on the student was motivated by religion and or ethnicity, meeting the legal definition of a hate crime. Officials say they charged one 12-year-old with intimidation based on bigotry and bias, and another 13-year-old student was disciplined for their involvement.
Well, Matt, was he black or something that attacked the Muslim?
I don't know.
But if he had been a white girl, her face would be all over the camera.
Well, no, because minors, you're not supposed to show minors.
But they don't care if you're a minor when you're white and you commit a hate crime.
True.
I don't like that Islamic organization thing. What's that group called?
Which one? CARE?
Yeah.
Center for American Islamic Relations.
Yeah, I don't think their organization should be allowed in our country.
I agree.
I really don't trust them at all.
Yeah.
Really. When I become president, all Muslim groups and organizations got to go.
All those victim groups.
Yeah. They got to go. Because they love stuff like this. They remind me of the NAACP.
That's when they really feel important and think that they pretend like they're needed.
Right. So I got to ask Joe on Friday if you think the parents need to be locked up with this girl that's been accused of attacking the Alabama girls. The school responds, Joel, like, so hard.
Jail them so hard?
Right. I guess that's what he means, or it's hard to say. Which one? You mean jail them hard, Joel? Should the parents be locked up of this girl that's been accused of that? Jail them hard. He says.
I had an Egyptian Muslim girl in my class, but she didn't wear a hijab. I never knew that they had those things.
Why they don't let these people come to this country and wear that stuff? We don't know what's under there.
True.
Growing up, I knew a lot of. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, growing up, I knew a lot. Some of these hijab girls are kind of ghetto.
Oh so yeah,
and they like fighting. And where I grew up,
those clothes are scary.
Yeah, it's true.
The school response include an adult monitor for the victims. Oh, the school response included adult monitor for the victims, and parents are hoping for a more inclusive future. Let me do this. Back in a moment, your phone call is Super Chest. Back in a moment.
Treasure Chest opening on DLive.
Treasure Chest now open on DLive. Back in a moment. What a mess. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m., he black. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby on Rumble. Catch him on Rumble. YouTube taking a break. They don't like him right now. On Rumble.com. They don't want to play. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. I just want to show you this last soundbite on this accused attacker at this high school, or at this school, 12-year-old, all right? This is from NBC News. The school response included an adult monitor for the victim, and the parents are hoping for a more inclusive future. Watch this from NBC.
The school now putting an enhanced safety plan in place, providing the victims with adult monitors and peers to help them navigate their school days.
Do you know if there's been any sort of apology or reconciliation between the girls?
No apology has been made from the attackers to the twin girls who were victimized in this Islamophobic bullying incident, nor has there been any contact between the families.
The community still processing the act of violence and hoping for a more inclusive future.
I wonder what the whole story is. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Sam out of Boston, Massachusetts. Sam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Sam.
How are you?
Amazing. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's wrong?
So I wanted to quote something that you said earlier that I agree with you so much, that you have to get through hell to get to heaven. So that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. In order to get to heaven, you got to go through hell. Heaven is on the other side of hell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was calling because, I love your show. I love everything you do. I agree with you. And I caught you on the Twins podcast yesterday.
The Hodge Twins.
The Hodge Twins, yes.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. And it was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. It hit me like a ton of bricks, and it was something that I've been seeking to stop, and that's the thoughts you were talking about.
Yeah.
It captivated me. I had to make little clips of it so I have, you know, everything to look back on.
Nice.
So what I was wondering, I just was looking for some guidance. So it spoke to me so much because when I was a little kid, I'm 37 now, but when I was a little kid, I got sexually abused. I went through abuse growing up also. I had some repeated sexual abuse, and then it just turned into, just physical stuff, emotional stuff, neglect from my parents and stuff like that.
Are you however, first time caller, Sam?
I called once before.
Okay.
It was nothing to do with this stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks. So When I was about four is when I got sexually abused and by a family member. And I can only, like, when I think about happiness, when I think about, yeah, what that is, I literally go back to when I was three and under, and I pictured myself rolling, doing somersaults, laughing, and I can feel that and that freedom. And then when that first incident happened at four, it was gone. I was in a complete shell of looking all over my shoulder. Feeling like I was wicked afraid all of a sudden to die. Yeah. I felt like I had to protect myself, protect other people. Extreme anxiety, and it wasn't caused by anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It wasn't triggered. Like, even when I got older and it still continued, people would be like, well, what are you thinking about? What's causing this? And I'm like, I could be doing anything. And it's these emotions that are disgusting that just overwhelm me. And I'm like, I don't want this. And, yesterday when I was listening to you and when you were asking the Hodge twins, how do you make a thought? How do you make a positive thought? And I love that part because it went around for so long and I was like, you don't. And yeah. I wanted to jump through the screen.
Yeah.
But what I gathered, I think so far, and is that, you know, the devil runs this earth. We are all evil. And yes. When you said that in that podcast, I had to pause it because I thought of things that were done to me and things I saw. And I'm like, I'm evil too.
Yes.
So I literally paused it and I confessed that to God and asked him to remove that from me and also take away anger, any anger that even if I don't know about it or am not conscious of it or not even right. paying attention, to take that away. I also heard you say that and it made a lot of sense. And now I'm also trying to just, now the thing is, in the Bible it says, capture your thoughts, and you always want to make sure it aligns with God. And if your thoughts are not good, or if you're, I don't want to say your thoughts, but the thoughts
right.
are not good, then they're not from God.
Right.
Now, in order to me to take captive the thoughts and, break those chains through God's help, it's hard because the way that these trauma, emotion, whatever it is, it will start as, like you say, like just something, like a thought in my head, and then it will trigger my adrenal gland, and then my adrenaline will just shoot, and I don't even know, I just can feel. I feel all the feelings, but I can't say, like, okay, this is telling me, you know what I'm trying to say? It's kind of like walking through a haunted house.
And so
you're feeling all these.
Your question is what?
It's how to get rid of all this trauma, whatever response that I go through. It's usually at night. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so usually it's before bed, and then I get, it'll just hit me, the feelings of, being scared all of a sudden, feels like I'm just, there's darkness and ick around me.
Yes.
And I try to, cast the devil away and call on Jesus and stuff. And, I just don't want this anymore. It's okay. Been going on since I was,
so you want
yeah,
to be
and I'm
free.
37. I want to be free. Yeah.
Then you got to forgive. You got to forgive the sexual thing that happened when you were a kid. And
yeah.
You got to forgive so you can forget. You got to forgive your mother, your father for not protecting you from her. Mm-hmm. And when you forgive, God will change your heart from anger because Satan is living off of your anger. You're separated from God and Satan is living off your anger. So you're suffering spiritually. But not physically. Your body has healed, but your spirit has not. Whatever happened when you were a kid, forgive them. They could not help themselves. They knew not what they were doing. The same spirit that's driving you is driving
Drove
them.
Them.
So forgive them, and then God will forgive you. forgive your mother for not for recreating in her image, and God will forgive you, and he will change your mind, and you would never have to remember that stuff anymore. And if you do remember, it'll just be to tell, you know, talk about it, but it wouldn't be affecting you at all.
Right, right.
But you got to forgive the molester and everything.
Okay, can I just, because I know that's a big thing that you say, and I believe it too. Can I just quickly ask you a couple questions about the forgiveness and how I would contact?
Right.
So my mom passed away this last September, and she had, the last 5 years, had dementia. And I forgave her. I was taking care of her, healthcare proxy, and I did forgive her. And I told her, you know, that I forgave her for, you know, not doing the best job taking care of me, for being an alcoholic and all that, and that I loved her. Now, I still question in my head, like, she did say she was sorry and everything, but she also had dementia. So I don't know. And then also, my father died when I was five.
Okay.
And then the person that was sexually abusing me is a family member, and I cannot reach out to that person. They have blocked me in every way possible, and they're like 9 years older than me, and they live down in Florida, and I'm in Boston. And so I, three things is, I guess I pray to my father, my earthly father, that, and forgive him. And this is my question, because he's no longer here. Again, my mom, she had dementia when I did have the conversation with her.
Because of time, it doesn't matter that whether your mother understood it or not or meant it or not.
Okay.
You are saying that I'm sorry for
resenting. Yeah, I meant it.
You're saying that I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong for that, mother. And then God would change your heart. Whether she or,
it's
about you, not about her.
Okay.
And then as far as the guy that, the person that molested you, as you say, forgive them too.
Yeah.
And just realize the same spirit that's been driving you is driving them. They could not help it. And once you stop hating, then God will change your heart from hate to love, and he will start to renew your mind. He will take away all
renew
the...
Renew your mind.
He will clear evil away from your mind, and you'll be free. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I actually have that right on my tab, so I'm going to that right when we get off the phone.
So you have not been doing it?
No, actually, with today when I was watching, when you popped up a link for it, and I clicked on it, and it just brought me over there, and I said, after the show, I'm going on that prayer,
and when the thoughts come about whatever happened before, just know those are not your thoughts. What happened then is not happening now. All you have is right now, but the thoughts which are of the devil will try to keep you in the past or the future, because God is in the present. And so Satan got to draw you in the past or the future where he is, so he can control you, make you think and feel
so
a certain way. Right? And so just forgive those folks. They could not realize, just as you can help yourself, they could not help themselves.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Forgive
one
them.
Last quick one.
Forgive them and do the silent prayer. When the thoughts come, don't call the thoughts you. I see those thoughts, but that's not me. I feel that pain, but that's not me. It's in my body,
don't
but it's
identify
not me.
It.
100%.
Okay. And real quick, is the thoughts and feelings the same thing, basically the emotions?
Yes.
The thoughts aren't there. I'm not having the flashbacks anymore, but the emotions that I had since I was four.
The thoughts, the emotion cannot happen unless you have the thoughts. You can't have feelings unless you have thoughts first, good feeling or bad feeling. So when the thoughts come,
it's so hard.
What?
To identify, it's so hard then to identify why I start feeling the scared emotions and all those feelings.
Well, only because you're not aware of the thoughts. You're not catching them. Only thing you become aware of the feeling when you start feeling that way. But you didn't see the thoughts coming. And so you
How do I try to do that?
Do the silent prayer and practice being aware. It will happen naturally. You can't make it happen, but during the silent prayer, the Spirit of God, the light of God, will shine on the thoughts, and he will take them away from you. especially if you don't call them you anymore.
That's right. That was good to hear, too, from that interview with that you guys did. That was a great show, and I really appreciate you taking my call.
No, you're welcome. Call. Give me an update, all right?
Yeah, I would love to. I really appreciate that.
Okay,
I'm excited. Thank you.
So forget about the molester by forgiving him or her. They can help themselves. Forgive your parents. They can help themselves. And then do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. And don't call them you anymore. And they're going to try to scare you. They're going to have a half hippie fit. They're going to tell you, this is not working. Don't believe them. And don't call them you. All right?
That's awesome. Thank you. Amazing.
Amazing.
God bless you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. Super chat. Super chat. Super chat.
Eric bought three coffees in response to the biblical question, what is evil?
What is evil?
Evil is using the imagination to justify selfish behavior.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric, for the three coffees. Yeah. Hokage C. says, do you believe women go to heaven? If they are saved, do you believe they are just as evil? Have a dope day, Jesse. Amazing.
Repeat that. If they're saved?
Do you believe women go to heaven? If they're saved, do you believe they're just as evil?
If women have confessed that they're evil and forgave, then they're already in heaven, absolutely, just like the man. If the man don't forgive, they ain't going to heaven either. They're in hell. They're going to die in hell. But if they forgive, they're already in heaven. And when you drop your body, you just continue the way you are now, in heaven. Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts, bought a coffee, on the answering the biblical question.
What is hell?
What is evil?
I mean, what is evil? What the?
I don't know.
Evil.
It's like rebellious towards God or separate from God. It says no more thoughts.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Three coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, church was incredible. Standing alone is truly amazing and staying aware.
That's right. This is one journey that you got to take alone. Otherwise, you can't take it. Because you can't take anyone with you. You got to travel this by yourself. And for all you little people who can't stand alone because you need a crowd, may God have mercy on your soul. But you got to travel this alone. Thank you.
Affirmative Action Friday, bought a coffee. Evil is anything. Oh, I guess this is biblical.
What is evil?
Anything that takes you away from the present.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Commander Kim asked yesterday on a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble. That's where the anchor baby hangs out.
What does the Great White Hope have to say today?
The collusion delusion is over.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Commander Kim, as always, for the support.
Yeah.
Pastor Chatelet gifted a subscription over there on Rumble for Jesse Lee. Nice.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Matthew bought a coffee. Love you, Jesse. Disagree with the Jews spiritually. However, I named my son after the Jews, Zedekiah. Where did you learn the silent prayer, Jesse?
From the heart. And thank you for your support. God said, be still and know. He didn't say boo-hoo. He didn't say beg. He didn't say whine. He didn't say complain. He said, be still. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. See you, Bill. Three coffees. Jesse, you are right again. Proverbs 31, do not chase after women and lose strength. Women like that have destroyed kings.
Amazing. That's deep. Men, you're not supposed to be thinking about women. Women, you're not supposed to be thinking about men. Seek first the kingdom of God. Only think about the truth. Only. And what will be needed for you will be added unto you. Thank you.
Thank you, C. Bill. Lori, A. Jesse, my BQ answer.
What is evil?
Evil is the devil, a spirit, and he tricks us into being enemies of God when we believe his lies and illusions.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ariadne, three coffees. Monday show was ooh la la. Como estás, si, señor? Amazing revelations, and I pray those who had trouble in their lives get through it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Absolutely. Female Monday was amazing. Thank you.
Aletha over during Punchy.tv on Punchy TV stream.
I have a sister named Aletha. Hey, Aletha. Amazing.
Why shouldn't women be in the police department? I was a CO, corrections officer.
Oh, God. And can you be mad? Is that a girl or a guy?
A gal.
Can you imagine being married to a CEO? What the?
No, a CO.
A CO. What the?
A corrections officer, a prison guard. Women can end a riot and chaos before a man, says Aletha.
That's not true. But okay. Thank you. Women were not created to lead. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D Live crew, as well as the Rumble supporters, Games for Rec, and all you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Samuel on Cash App saying, paying $1 for every hour I listen, smiling.
Thank you very much. Every penny counts. Thank you.
Six coffees from someone answering the BQ.
What is evil?
Evil is the mind and every thought that comes from it and every identity that comes from it.
Amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you so much.
A few on Cash App from Anthony, Adam, Haas, Little Joe, and Pa. Bonanza.
It sounds like country and western to me. Amazing.
Country and western Tuesday. Good That's morning, right. He says.
Good morning. How are you?
Kaylin, three coffees, answer to the biblical question.
What is evil?
To me, evil is anger manifested in negative forces causing destruction in this hell on earth setting, like a gift of hell that keeps on giving if you don't get right with the Lord. Love your show. Thanks for helping me on my journey of healing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Governor Chris, the Black Panther from Atlanta, says hello and see
you
soon.
Hey, Chris.
Jesse.
What the? Chris from the Black Panther. He was on the FallenState.tv.
That's right.
Hey, Chris. What the? Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet, Uncle Jesse, where I live, it's just the black stuff that's locked up. Well, maybe the sex stuff, too, because the sunscreen is never locked up. What the? Is this black excellence?
Black excellence. What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing.
Jamil, great church Sunday. What is a human? To me, it just means people. But I get why you say you don't know. But then again, every day I hear you say that human nature is evil. So what is human nature? How can you know it's evil if you don't know what a human is?
Amazing. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Governor Chris, because the blacks have made, quotation marks, have made a bad voting decisions, not just one, but bad voting decisions, stood on the wrong side of morality for so long. Morality? Black people are at risk of losing everything that their ancestors have worked for.
Yeah. What a sad way to live. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, thank you all so much. I'm looking at the clock here. I want to go to Jaime. He's been waiting for a while. Jaime, thanks for calling. A first-time caller out of California.
Hey, Jesse V. Hey. How you doing today, brother?
All is well, Jaime.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for everything. I've been listening to you for a few years, but I stopped listening for some reason, but I always come back, and it's just understanding that just forgiveness, like Jesus forgave us, so we should be forgiving and loving and, you know, and understanding, you know.
Yes.
And it amazes me because, you know, I just knowing that you once you have that understanding, you can't be angry at the next person because they're in their own hell when something that I was in.
And it
brings a lot of sadness, but understanding to where I'm not angry or if they do something to me, I could forgive them.
Yes.
And not be angry because it's amazing. It really is. Like
nice.
There's no,
nice.
You know, and honestly, like you are a very intelligent man. It's just for you to see that. It's something so simple and something so true, and people make it like it's quantum physics to do.
I know. What the?
What the? You know, it's just amazing, you know, and the more like I stay on this path of forgiving and letting go, the more the enemy tries to, like, infiltrate and be like, oh, well, this is your past. Is, no, that don't even exist no more.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to feel sorry and bring up and boo-hoo and whine and cry.
Right.
Over
Jaime,
something
do you have
exist.
Chickens?
Oh, I do have chickens. I'm sorry.
I hear your rooster. I noticed that Mexicans have chicken in their backyard in California. What the?
Mr. Lee, you are hilarious. Man, I appreciate you very much. And you know, you're a really good man. And thank you for letting me share with you. And just, you're amazing. And I just want to let you know I love you, brother. And God bless you.
Thank you. You stay with us. It gets better, all right?
All right, Mr. Lee. Hey, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Wow, amazing. I am so out of time, folks. I don't know what to do with time. 3 hours gone by just like that. Now I got to tape 2 hours of The Fallen State. Brand new episodes. What the? Look, I'm a battle spiritualist. If you don't see by now human beings are evil, your mama, everybody you know, including you, until you start to overcome it. You don't see that, you're not going to understand this battle that you're dealing with. Once you understand it, you're going to be free. In spite of all the hell around you, but you got to be honest with you. Confess to yourself, even if you don't say it out loud. I am evil. This is not good. And go and forgive your mother. Forgive your father. God will forgive you and change your heart. Salvation is of the heart. And then the vices will be taken away. They will be taken away. The vices are not the problem. The heart is the problem. Your anger is the problem. Men and women. So forgive and then do the silent prayer so you can come out of the thoughts. The light will bring you out of the thoughts and get rid of all of them. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Forgive, folks. If you want to be free, if not, stay in your hell. The Hate Report is coming up. After The Hate, Joel Friday TV. And after that, The American Anchor Baby on Rumble. And listen to the Super Chat. We're going to finish those the first thing in the morning when we come in the first hour. And then we'll pick up on the others and so on and so on. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the Super Chat and your donations. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Make a donation to my nonprofit. All right? And the work we're trying to do here. Help us help others. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Cam, a first-time call out of Houston. Todd out of Indiana. Sean, a first-time caller out of New York. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour. Call me back tomorrow, guys and ladies, if you can. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The Hate Report is coming up right now. Take care. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver. Satan, if you could doubt every thought, you could be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought.